Item 53.
Apply for and accept a grant in the amount of $15,000 and appropriate $7,500 for fiscal year 2017-18 from the Oregon Department of Transportation Traffic Safety Division fiscal year 2018 Speed Enforcement Grant Program for sworn personnel overtime reimbursement.
Good morning, Sergeant Engstrom.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm Sergeant Ty Engstrom, Portland Police Bureau's Traffic Division. And I wanted to just come to give you a brief overview of what this grant is and answer any questions you may have. I've been back in the traffic division for the last couple years and had the opportunity to manage this grant. It's a pretty small grant compared to some of the other ones that the Bureau and other agencies get. But this one in particular helps us out because, as we've already talked about in the session today, speed is a factor around our city. The city has adopted the Vision Zero program to try and reduce the number of serious injury and fatal crashes down to zero by in the near future. And this is a tool to help us to achieve some of those goals. Now, it's no secret that the Police Bureau staffing levels have had some challenges recently, and the Traffic Division is a part of that as well. Earlier, Captain Krebs also mentioned that city citizens can go to the city's website, and make a complaint about a traffic concern they have in their area. We call these trackets. And the ones that have a traffic enforcement component to them, I go through and I look at all those, and I kind of have to triage them based on our staffing levels and our needs and what we can go out and help and enforce. Not all of them, unfortunately, get attention by an officer, but I go through them and I look at them, and the ones that seem like they're concerning or are part of our high crash network of streets, I try and get officers to go out there and to work on those streets. So that brings me to this grant. Is we don't always have the staffing levels we need, and so this allows for officers to come in at their own discretion when they decide they have some time on a day off. They can coordinate with me, and I can talk to them about what hours they can work and what area of town that they can work to add some additional enforcement and education in the area of speed. This also includes distracted driving, which is a secondary component to this grant. They would like us to look for those electronic device uses as well. Now, part of Vision Zero and part of, as testified by a couple people today, is we work on education, enforcement, and engineering. I do not have an engineering background, but I can certainly help out with the education and enforcement. And I try when I can and when I remember to make sure that the people I talk to have a good understanding of why it is I'm talking to them that day and why what they're doing is a dangerous behavior. And we talked about fatalities in the city of Portland, that we had 45 this last year, which was a high number, and it's been going up. I have the numbers for the last 5 years or so, and it's gone up a little bit each year. Injury crashes this last year, I only have through December 15th, but they seem to be down a little bit from the prior 2 years, but up from the 2 years before that. Non-injury crashes, are down a little bit, but those ones are a little hard to read because, as at the police bureau, we don't investigate every crash that happens out there. Someone might get in a rear-end crash. There's no injury. Police don't get called, or maybe we come and just help facilitate an exchange. So this grant is geared towards helping us to reduce the speeds and hopefully helping us to reduce the number of crashes on the streets. And it's not a mandatory thing for the officers. They have to come in and work this. They're not forced to do it. It's by volunteer. Whoever decides they have some extra time on their weekend, they would like to come in and add some patrol to those areas, they're welcome to contact me and do that from within the traffic division. And again, this is overtime reimbursement grant from ODOT. So they're the ones paying the reimbursement money for this overtime that's being worked. There is a match component to it, which I believe is 25%. So for this grant, it's $15,000 with a match time of, I believe it was
$37.50 and 7 cents.
And 7 cents, that's right. $37.50, which I believe is about 25%. So that component is paid for by the Bureau, and that takes me back to those trackets. I might find a tracket that happens to be on a high crash corridor or an area of concern, and I can send one of my officers out there to work that area, or maybe they decide on their own, regardless of the tracket, to go work that area. Now all they have to do is fill out a little sheet with their information of what they did, when they worked it, what their results were, and they give that to me, and that's how I tabulate that match time. So it's not like we're going out of our way to take resources from something that we should be doing over here and putting it towards something different. We're using this to help track on straight time efforts that they're already doing or we should be doing in working in high crash corridors and helping to reduce these serious injury and fatal crashes. So as far as those high crash corridors, the city, PBOT, as well as ODOT, are pretty close together on what they consider the high crash corridor. So this grant is coming from ODOT, so they've got their list of the areas that they feel are high crash corridors. But, you know, for example, Highway 213, which is ODOT, is also 82nd Avenue, which is a concern to us. So they overlap a lot. But this grant also allows for us to, it says, not limited to the streets that they list. So we can go work some other areas. If we happen to have a couple of really bad crashes on a street that we hadn't really taken note on before, I can certainly take officers and we can put some enforcement and education in that area as well. One last thing just to clarify. Earlier I came up and talked about speed fines and the four different levels, A through D violations. I think I might have misspoke. Lowest level of a D is 120, and it goes up and works its way up to a Class A violation, which is $445. Oh, and one last thing that I just thought about. When officers are out there doing these directed patrols on this grant or doing the match time, I don't dictate to them that you must write a ticket to everybody, or you must give a warning to everybody, or you must give people a chance to go to a class every single time. Officers have some discretion when it comes to that, and they take these stops as a case-by-case situation, and they talk to the person, and they do what they feel is appropriate. Some officers might be more inclined to give citations, some more inclined to give warnings. But what we want them to do is to be out there actively working, actively patrolling, looking for those speeding and other dangerous behaviors, but focusing on speeding especially, and the electronic device as a secondary one, but they can absolutely stop somebody for whatever they deem is a violation or something that's a dangerous behavior, along with those focuses.
Commissioner Fritz?
Well, which jurisdiction gets the money from traffic fines?
Clarify, what do you mean by which jurisdiction? I'm only responsible for Portland.
Portland police get the money from traffic fines, or does the...
Oh, traffic fines.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You know, I recently got an email about that, about the breakdown of it, and I don't have all the figures in front of me, but and I don't know the exact percentage. I don't have that, but I know that it's a... The state gets a percentage, and the city gets a small percentage. I can't remember. I apologize. I wish I had that figure for you.
I think the state gets the majority of it.
That was what I was remembering.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, so when people are saying we're just doing this to enrich the city's coffers, no, we're not.
Yeah, it's not all coming to us. That's definitely for sure.
Very good. Commissioner Saltzman.
Distracted driving or using an electronic device no longer has to be a secondary.
I'm sorry, not a secondary offense, but as a secondary goal to the grant. So the ODOT is asking us specifically, please go out and look for speeders. But you can also go look for these cell phone or electronic device citations as well. So forgive me if I was unclear about that. Yeah, it's not a secondary offense. If we see someone doing something as little as holding that device, it doesn't even have to be a cell phone, it can be any electronic device in their hand, it's grounds that they could be stopped and contacted by that for
okay.
that.
Great.
Yeah. Thank you for the clarification.
Any further questions? Thanks, Ty.
Thank you.
Is there public testimony on this item?
We have one person signed up,
Very
Terry
good.
Parker.
Come on up, sir. Good morning.
Good morning again. I hadn't planned on this, but after listening to one of Portland's finest, I'm not sure if that's appropriate what I want to say. But I think I would like to see some of the money used for policing bicycling. As an example, I mentioned the Interstate Hill. Bicyclists pedal as fast as they can down that hill so they can coast as far as they can to get to the Broadway Bridge. Another area that I'm not sure would qualify, but 41st and Broadway, right there where the Hollywood Library is, there's two crosswalks, there's bicycle lanes, and on Tillamook. And I would say that maybe 1 in 10, if that many, bicyclists stop at those stop signs. I've seen them weave around pedestrians and kids and everything else in the crosswalks. They waved around me in the crosswalk. So we need enforcement of bicycles, again, to change an attitude here. And that's really all I needed to say. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your testimony. Sergeant T.
Thank you. Just one moment to address his concerns, and I'd be happy to speak with him afterward, since I am the one who takes on these traffic enforcement-related complaints. As far as this grant is concerned, it's speeding. So if my officers are in an area that's deemed appropriate for us to be enforcing as part of this grant, and they happen to see a bicyclist or somebody on a scooter or whatever going above the speed limit or doing something in a dangerous fashion like that, they can absolutely contact that person. Now, we are limited on the locations. We got to make sure we're going to the right locations that fall within the parameters of the grant. And Broadway, I have to double check if Broadway is part of the high crash network, but if it is not, that's something, if there's a serious concern there and a safety issue, that's something that we can take care of in our, I put on regular Vision Zero missions where I take some officers and we go work an area together, and this might be a potential area that we can look at. So I'd be happy to talk to him more about that. So, but any further questions?
Thank you, Sergeant Engstrom.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it.
It's good seeing you again.
Thank you.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Fritz, thank you. That was a very comprehensive presentation, and I appreciate your responsiveness and your care for the people of Portland. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
We also appreciate your Vision Zero missions. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted.